Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're here. Come on. Hold on, world. Here we are. Frankie. Oh, Frankie. Oh, yeah, Frankie. Oh, Frankie, I got all these people calling. Sorry. Bye, Frankie. This is Dr. Fela Goodstein. Actually, they wanted to call me Dr. Fela Good. I didn't like that. What if I don't feel the good? Okay, that's enough. Slow down. That's it. Thank you. Thank you, Frankie. Hope the world is doing okay. I haven't talked to you for a while. Just back on again. And here we are. And I am so sorry, you guys. Really. I'm sorry to say that the meditation to raise your vibration will have to be June the 1st. That's when I'll be back. I have to get all the props. It's going to be wonderful. Wonderful. So I hope everybody's on the line. Just say, are you on the line? Is anybody on the line here? Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. There's one of my callers. Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's going to be philosophy time again. That's, I love it. I love it so much. I even got Albert Einstein to help us this time. Wow. I like what Albert Einstein says. Yes, world? They call me Dr. Fela Good. I'm not too crazy about that, but what can I say? If that's what they want to call me, so let them call me whatever they want to call me. But I put, it's Dr. Fela Goodstein, that's how I go, okay? So here we are. I apologize again. I promised you we'll be doing a meditation to help raise our vibrations on a higher level of awareness. Let's do it anyway. It was Albert Einstein and the philosophies. For everybody, but call in. If you call in, then I will stay here, okay? 347, okay? 826-7154. And I wanted to tell you all that I'll be back June the 1st, and I will have the higher level of meditation that will change you, make you happy. Happy, happy, happy. That's the bottom line. Okay. 25 life lessons from my Albert Einstein. What a great soul. Let's talk about this. Okay. Albert, you want to call in? Listen, if you have a question and you don't feel like talking now, what you do is call in June the 1st at 7 p.m. PT time before I start the meditation. And, and ask me the question then if you're too tired now. You know what I mean? Okay. Let's do it. Just hold on there. Hold on. I won't be long. Just a second. Okay, now Albert Einstein says, number one, these are 25 of them now, intellectual growth should commence at birth and cease only at death. Thank you, Albert, for that. Two, everyone should be respected as an individual. Individual? But no one idolized. Thank you. Three, never do anything against conscience, even if the state demands it.
Four,
if people are good only because they fear punishment and hope for reward, then we are sorry lot indeed. Let me read that again. That's interesting. Four, if people are good only because they fear punishment, well, it's called karma. Remember karma? Whatever you give out comes back to you. Let me tell you, wow, it's true. I can tell you stories about that, but let's go into it. If people are good only because they fear punishment and hope for reward, then we are a sorry lot indeed. Then we are a sorry lot indeed, world. Five, a perfection of means and confusion of aims seems to be our main problem. Yeah. Six, love is a better teacher than duty. So true. If you can't explain it simply, then you don't understand it well enough. So true, right? Eight. No, this one I used on television when I was with Steve Allen, 1988. Comedian, he flew on the television with me. The Healing Power of Laughter and Play in 1988. Wow. Nobody knew me then either. But I used to say this. No problem can be solved from at the same level as it was created. By looking at it at a higher level, we can get out of it. Okay? I said that on television, and this is what they put that Albert Einstein said, which I think Albert Einstein said what I said, but let's hear what they said. No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. See, they stop there. So I'm telling you, by looking at it at a higher level, you get out of it. I could tell you stories. I wish somebody would phone me and ask me. I would tell you. How do I know you want to hear it? Nine. Next one. Insanity. Wow, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Interesting, eh? 10, learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. But I believe in faith, faith. 11, it has become appallingly obvious that our technology has exceeded our humanity. And number 11, this is what Einstein said, and it's true now. Do you know how many people I see beside me in my car at a red light texting? They're even texting and driving. I think this is the end thing. I don't know how to do it. They're doing it. I don't believe in texting. Sorry, guys and girls. I'd rather communicate. That's what we're all about, communications. Okay, next one. 12. Everything that can be counted does not necessarily count. Everything that counts cannot necessarily be counted. That's interesting because I don't understand that. Would somebody phone in and tell me? Oh, yeah. Oh, you bunch of scaredy cats. That's what you are. Okay, number 13. Force always attracts men of low morality. I don't understand that one either. That's number 13. Force always attracts men of low morality. Okay, you guys. June 1st, when I'm back at 7 Pacific time, please phone me. I don't understand that, what Einstein said, so that's interesting. Number 14. Everything should be as simple as it is, but not simpler. That's true. Keep things simple. That is, I looked up in the dictionary, somebody from England years ago said, you know, Dr. Fila, you are very simple. Simple, I said to them, am I? Well, let's get the dictionary out and see what simple means. They were putting me down, of course. Simple means straightforward, down to earth, etc., etc., etc. So I says, yeah, that's me. I'm simple. 15. A man should look for what is and not for what he thinks should be. That's an important one, guys and girls and company, world. A man should look for what is and not for what he thinks should be. Number 16. Any man who reads too much and uses his own brain too little falls into lazy habits of thinking. Number 16. A man who reads too much and uses his own brain too little falls into lazy habits of thinking all the time. That's interesting. I don't know, but what Albert says, Albert is right. I like Albert Einstein. I love him. Hey, guys, phone in, 347. Come on, 826-7154. Let's have fun. Number 19. Einstein says, anyone who doesn't take truth seriously in small matters cannot be trusted in large ones either. Interesting. 20. Now, this is the one I used, and this is my words, and we will hear what they said of what Einstein said. Great spirits will always encounter violent opposition from mediocre minds. I worked for a large company years ago, and I had one of these boards office where you could put pictures and clip things on. And I got to tell you, all the CEOs and executives, I sent them a Christmas card and I typed up that. I got someone to type it up for me. Great spirits will always encounter violent opposition from mediocre minds. Well, they loved it. And I was informed that those people would think they're all great spirits, which is good. I mean, you know, if they do, they do. They don't, they don't. I mean, whatever. Okay, now talking about great spirits, what happened is we're supposed to take everything off the board in our little office, okay? Like personal pictures, it should be business. So I took everything off. Everybody took everything off. We're talking about 6,000 people working there. And I put up one thing, and it said, great spirits will always encounter violent opposition from mediocre minds. And the president walked by my desk and saw my board. And when he saw it, he just smiled and said hello to me and walked on. I thought that was great. Okay, let's see what they said about Albert Einstein said about it. This is what the great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. Wow, they said the same thing I did. So Einstein and I are right. So this person was right too. Number 21. Education is what remains after one has forgotten what one has learned in school. Oh, is that ever true? Dr. Ashley Monahue said, I have his tape here. He said, education equals, in Latin, educare. And educare means to care. That's what school's all about, to care. Okay, number 22. Logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will take you everywhere. Imagination is so powerful. Hold on, I gotta get that. I gotta read it to you. I have this in my company, Institute of Humor, and I've got it about imagination. I'm gonna read imagination again to you guys, okay? And girls and beautiful souls, what you all are. You just don't know it, do you? Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Logic will get you from A to B, which is true. Imagination, though, will take you everywhere. So I'm going to share with you what I put in my brochure. Albert Einstein said, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Albert Einstein. Disraeli says, imagination can rule the world. Dr. Seela says, imagination is more powerful than you can imagine. Yes. I'm going to read them a little more of these. These are philosophies in my Institute of Humor brochure. I'll read them to you. A great person is one who has not lost the heart of a child. Great one. I'll read that back. Let's finish off with Einstein. Where are we? We're at imagination. Number 23. Anger dwells only in the bosom of fools. Oh, yes, yes. Number 24, information is not knowledge. Got it? Information is not knowledge. Thanks, Einstein. 25, never lose a holy curiosity. Wow, I love that. Never lose a holy curiosity. That is so good. Albert, thank you. 25 lessons. You also have how Albert Einstein says, how I see the world. I don't know if I have that. Yes, how I see the world. Let's talk about Albert still. I like him. Don't you? Does anybody disagree here? Please call me. Anybody disagreeing? Please call 347. Yes, 826. Yes, 7154. Yes, yes. Okay. Albert Einstein navigated the twilight turf between consciousness and matter for much of his life. He argued that man suffers from an optical delusion of consciousness. As he experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings as something separated from the rest. His cure? The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. That is so true. I'm going to say, he must have paraphrased. This has been paraphrased because I knew the other way of saying it, but what they're saying, the best experience you can have in life is the mysterious, he said. It is the source of all true art and science. He to whom this emotion is a stranger, who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe. He is as good as dead. His eyes are closed. Next paragraph, Einstein says, this is what he thinks of the world. A human being is part of the whole called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. You know, he experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. Now, this delusion is kind of a prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from the prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. Signed, Albert Einstein. The true value of human being is determined primarily by the measure and the sense in which he has attained liberation from the self. Thanks, Albert Einstein. Now we're going to have 10 amazing life lessons you can learn from Albert Einstein. Come on, call in. Albert wants to talk to you. And if you don't call in, Albert won't talk to you. 347-826-7154. Okay, next. 10 lessons from Albert Einstein. 1. This is important, world. 1. Follow your curiosity. Yes. I love it, follow your curiosity. I'm going to say it again because I like it. Because I'm curious. 2, perseverance is priceless. I'm going to read it again. Perseverance is priceless. Thank you, Albert, your amazing life lessons. 3, focus on the present. Oh, give me a break. You know, we should be doing that. I'm doing that, living in the now. When you're a child, when you're coming from your heart, you're living in the present. You're not living in the future, and you're not living in the past. But in the present, you get a gift, because that's a present. Oh, good. 4, the imagination is powerful. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 4, the imagination is powerful. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because imagination, if you see the secret, which is the whole secret of being that powerful. Now, I got to tell you, 1980s, I got creative visualization with Shakti Gawain. Thank you, Shakti. You saved my life. If it wasn't for you, I would not have been on TV with Steve Allen, the legendary comedian. Because I visualized it all happening already, that I was there already. And that's what the whole simple thing is. I can't believe there's a lady I know that's taking a workshop that's, about 12 lessons, 15 lessons? It's so simple, world. It really is. All you have to believe is it's already there, the feeling of having it already. And that is it. Get the secret. Tell you the same thing, creative visualization. I thank you again, Shakti Gawain. Okay. So 4 was the imagination is powerful. Okay, so we know. 5, make mistakes. I like that. Yes, make mistakes. Thank you, Albert. 6, live in the moment. Again, focus on the present. Live in the moment. He said it again. Yes, every moment counts. Live in this moment. Forget about the aggravations of life, because it'll work out. If you keep your vibration high, which June the 1st, I'm going to be doing the meditation for sure. I haven't talked to anybody from Blog Talk Radio, but I thank them because I'm here to help you guys. The world needs help. Right? So we'll live in the moment. Number 7, create value. Value is so important. Number 8, don't expect different results. Don't expect different results. You have to phone me June the 1st and tell me what that means. Number 9, knowledge comes from experience. Wow. I love your 10 lessons, Albert. Oh, just a minute. Have you got more? Hold on. Yes. Thank you. You know what? It's the same thing. He put ego equals, and there's a one, and there's a line across, and on the bottom of it is knowledge. And he says, more the knowledge, lesser the ego. Lesser the knowledge, more the ego. And ego, as Deepak Chopra said, or I feel he did say that, is edging God out. So more the knowledge, lesser than ego. Ego. Lesser the knowledge, more than ego. Number 6, we're going to read a... Okay, I'm going to read this because this is... the imagination is powerful. A person who never made a mistake never tried anything new. That's interesting. He says, I never think of the future. It comes soon enough. Strive not to be a success, but rather to be a value. Because success is really between the ears. It's what you feel, what you feel. Okay? And, of course, knowledge comes from experience. Information is not knowledge, like he said before. The only source of knowledge is experience. 10, learn the rules and then play better. I like that. 10, you have to learn the rules of the game and then you have to play better than anyone else. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Albert Einstein. Now we're going to just do a couple of philosophies. To you, wonderful world, you are. Woo. Remember June the 1st, just in case you're just getting in onto this meditation, to raise the vibration. We need that. Things money can't buy. Let's talk about what things money can't buy. Number 1. Manners. Number 2, morals. 3, respect. 4, character. 5, common sense. 6, trust. 7, patience. 8, class. 9, integrity. And, of course, number 10, love. And, you know, we're all searching for spirituality and where to go. And the ultimate is really unconditional love for all, for everybody. Just like a baby. A baby looks and loves everybody because it's innocent. And we have to go back to the childlike. Sorry about that, guys and girls. And do you want to fly? I'm not going to read it. Next. Being happy doesn't mean everything is perfect. It means you decided to look beyond the imperfections. I believe in awareness. Awareness is very important. Every time you smile at someone, which I do all the time, I smile. Every time you smile at someone, it is an action of love. A gift to that person. A beautiful thing. Mother Teresa said that. Thank you, Mother Teresa. So every time you smile at someone, okay, you guys, after you hear this, you go out in the world and see all the angry, vicious, whatever, stressed out people, and just smile at them and see what happens. They'll smile back. That's what happens to me. Smile, and the world will smile on you, and I'll never be a singer. Okay, the evening is coming here, and Baruch Spinoza says, give up the notion that you must be sure of what you are doing. Instead, to surrender to what is real within you, for that alone is sure. Hey, guys and girls, I'll give you my philosophies in my brochure. When I had Dr. Abraham Maslow, I studied him. Wonderful man. Wonderful. Maslow. Wow. And it's all about these philosophies. I'm probably not say the man's name properly, but that's okay. It's a message. It's more important. In my brochure it says, humor is a prelude to faith and laughter is the beginning of prayer. Reinhold Niebuhr said that. This is what I teach when I do my workshops. Play, fun, and how to be healthy. Play is essential for health, not elective. And that's by Dr. Carl Simonton. Thank you, Dr. Carl Simonton. Now, cheerfulness keeps up a kind of daylight in the mind and fills it with a steady and perpetual serenity. Jay Addison said that. Life is a game. No one ever wins, but a game we do not have to win because the fun is in the playing. Thank you, Harvey Minus. Jay Addison says, if I were to prescribe a rule for drinking, the first glass for myself, the second for friends, the third for good humor, and the fourth for my enemies. Edgar Casey says, I got his book on humor. I think I'm the only one in so far that has his book. Cultivate the ability to see the ridiculous and to retain the ability to laugh. For not only in those that God has favored is the ability to laugh, even when clouds of doubt arise. Here comes Albert Einstein again, when we said it before, so imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And Dr. Fila says, our biggest mistake is not giving ourselves permission to make mistakes. Now, Dr. Fila, Mahar Baba said this, and I put it in my brochure. The purpose of life is to become totally childlike, but with full consciousness. And I'm going to read just a little bit to the ending of what my brochure says, that what I started out to do. The revolution of the spirit begins with the recognition that a wise and loving child dwells within each of us. As the child is nurtured, we begin along that playful path of inner freedom and self-actualization. Dr. Fila, the founder and mentor of the Institute of Humor, first developed the ha-ha technique. Yes, I did. I went through torture and I learned the ha-ha techniques. It became well known. And that was during her early experiences in humor therapy with Abraham Maslow. Now, the technique assists therapists in taking clients through four progressive phases crucial to the healing process, namely hurt, anger, next one is humor, and acceptance. To Dr. Fila, I'm reading my brochure, so all I have to say was, to Dr. Fila, this represents one way. In her words, she says, I perform open heart surgery without an operation. Hey, you guys, I got to say, it's a great thing having you all listen. And I'll be back June the 1st. Be ready for the deep meditation. Onward and upward. God bless you all. And have a good couple of weeks. Memorial Day's coming up. June the 1st, I will return. As MacArthur said, I shall return. Okay, everybody. Bye for now. Love you all. Bye. And I'm putting the music on for you guys. Would you like to hear some? If not, it's too bad. I'm going to play it anyway. And we're going to play a different one. I don't know, just a minute now. Here, we're going to play something different. And I wish I could get it. Here's number two. Oh, here we are. Different worlds aside, together we stand, never into each other's arms. Different worlds, you and I, two different worlds, side by side, together we stand, united we fall into each other's arms. Two different worlds, you and I, two different worlds, side by side, together we stand, united we fall into each other's arms. Okay, that's enough. We've been together before. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. That's enough. Thank you, everybody. See you next June the 1st, Monday. Take care. My birthday's this Wednesday.